See, what they don't like is the fact that I hit source code, and when you hit source code, you pretty much know all things. The book of Revelation talks about the mark of the beast, and if you look at the word up in the Greek, you'll see where it says it is the number of man. Now, it could be a man, but also the Greek tells you it is a generic term for mankind. And so when you look back at Genesis 3, hath God said you can be like God? So where the devil wanted to usurp God and be God, and Eve wanted to be her own goddess, you can actually see in Revelation mankind is trying to be his own God. And so the world system, or mankind, is trying to be God. They're trying to live without God, and they're trying to avoid the judgment of God. They don't want to burn in hell. They don't want to face judgment. They would rather be a machine man and believe the lies of the devil and to live forever as a machine man. This is why Elon Musk wants to tie you to a computer. So whether it's the 5G, whether it's the computers, whether it's machines, they're trying to tie man into some kind of machine so that they don't have to face the judgment of God. That's what the lie they believe. And if they want to be their own sacrifice, they have to burn forever. Long story short, it's the same story of Genesis 3, no matter where you look, no matter where you try to hide, it's the same story. It's in the music, it's in the movies, it's even in Doctor Who. The last episode, Doctor Who, the Master was very angry at the Doctor because the Master found out that he only has 12 regenerations, where the Doctor's unlimited because he's a piece cut off from the Doctor. So the Doctor, he only exists because of the Doctor. So he wanted to be the Master race, and he wanted to make Master copies. If you watch the series, you'll see that the Master wanted to make copies of himself, but when he realized he's a copy of the Doctor, it just drove him insane. So everything that the Master is doing, he's still making a copy of the Doctor. So the latest episode, he's trying to make the machine men a copy of himself. But in reality, if he gives the machine men unlimited regenerations, or quote unquote eternal life, then he's just making copies of the Doctor. So he's gone crazy. And so that's what the devil is. The devil was mad because he was a copy, a piece cut off, because Jesus is the greatest archon. And so the pieces cut off are angry because they're not the original. They want to be gods. They want to be the original. Whether it's the Wiccans or whether it's the New Age or whatever, they want to be the original. They can't admit. It just drives them crazy that they are per the Son. The language reveals they are persons because they're per the Son. They're copies. And they don't want to be a copy. They want to be the original. Whereas Jesus is the original, the firstborn among many brethren, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So they don't want to be a copy. They want to be the original. So they're mad at God because they're not the original. They want to be God. So the creation wants to be the creator, but it can never be the creator. It can only copy and be miniature creators. In other words, God is doing spiritual creation. Man down here in the earth plane, he might build a house, but it's pointing to a spiritual house. Everything that man does is a subfractal of what God is doing in the spirit. And so they're angry. They're angry at God because they're not the creator. And they are not the master of their own destiny. Even though they think they are, they're not. And so the devil realized he was in a script. You know, if you listen to the actors and the actresses, they say, I'll just go by script. I'll just memorize the script. Why would they use the word script? Because the scripture is the script. And you can't get outside of Scripture. And so the New Age people and the devil and the demons, they're mad because it's a script. And so they're mad at the elect, the born-again saints who are the elect. The unsaved are mad because the script is written. And so Wile E. Coyote is going crazy chasing down Roadrunner, but Wile E. Coyote can never catch Roadrunner. So they're going insane. They're going totally bizarro land, and they're becoming more psychotic and more insane, and they're following the script of Wile E. Coyote to the hilt, all the way to the point of taking 666 in their forehead, in their hand, and worshiping the beast. Because they are the beast. They only worship what's in them. They are the beast. They are the 666 machine man. They already are the AI flesh mind program. And so the AI flesh mind program is in them. And so that's what they follow. They follow the demons and the devil into their machine man delusion, to where they end up burning forever, where the worm never dies, the smoke of their torment rises forever, because they have to burn forever, because they wouldn't enter in by faith. They wanted to be their own savior. And to be your own savior, you'd have to be a burnt offering forever. They're the trash outside the camp, and the trash has to be burnt up. The wood, hay, and stubble has to burn up. The flesh has to burn up. And they don't want to die to self. Because if you die to self, that gives Jesus the preeminence. And that gives Jesus the honor and the praise and the glory. And they don't want to enter into a worship service. And that reminded me of this girl I dated one time. She says, heaven is boring to me. I said, why would heaven be boring? Because all they're doing is playing harps all day long. I thought, that's ridiculous. So you'd rather stay down here in this repeat cycle of death, the same stuff, nothing new under the sun, all is vanity under the sun, down here in the earth plane, pain and trouble and turmoil and travail, instead of in heaven, praise and worship forever. And to be honest, it's not even entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those that love him. In other words, you might end up creating a universe yourself, because you got the power of Christ in your new body. You could do, who knows what you could do in the new heaven and new earth. You don't know what it's going to be. My point is to worship, to be so caught up in the earth plane, setting their affections on things below instead of things above, that in itself is a delusion. It should have already gotten old. By the time they're 30 years old, they should have gotten tired of this place by now. But the God of this world has blinded them. They can't even see that it's all vanity down here. They can't even see it. Instead of entering in by faith, they're still trying to work hard to be good enough. Good enough for what? They can never be good enough. Good enough for what? To be a people pleaser. Pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. Because God says you can't be good enough. You can only, Jesus alone is good enough, and you enter in by faith. So they're trying to please men and doctrines of men, and doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils, instead of going by what the Word says, that it's just faith alone in the finished work. It's already done. It was done before the foundation of the world. They can't hear that because they've been blinded by their own sin, by their own ignorance, by their own will instead of God's will. The will of the Gentiles, the will of the system, the 666 mankind, trying to be his own God, a Genesis 3 repeat over and over and over.